Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B Morning Coffee Club, and this is out of the files of things that make you say, what? You're saying I could judge how I'm doing in life by the way my couch is set up in my living room?
No. I'm saying everyone in this room and half of all Americans live paycheck to paycheck, let's just be honest. And we may not be aware of the trends of what makes our homes appear to be wealthy, but it was pointed out to me. Someone said, you know, TJ, a sign of wealth is when your couch isn't against your wall. And I go, oh, really? Yes, that's a sign of wealth. Another sign of wealth.
Wait. Yeah, mine's off my wall so I could dig for change. That's my sign of wealth. I'm looking for change in my cushion.
All my furniture is all against my walls.
It's against yours, but see, it's off mine.
See, it's all sorts of redneck in my house. Like, it's all, like, I've got, because I got a sectional. And we're not going to have the room. So it gives, obviously, it's, oh, I have so much room.
I don't need
to put my couch against the wall.
No, that's not me.
Look at all this square footage. Yes. All this room for activities.
I know.
Can run laps around the couch. Who needs a gym membership?
I have so many people over socially. I have to have this room.
What?
Right? So that's a sign of wealth.
I've never thought of that. Actually, the truth is, no joking aside, looking for the changes, I have a recliner on my sectional, so I need room to go back.
Oh, so it has to go back.
That's why I got it off the wall.
So is there enough room behind your couch to walk, like a path?
Yes, because okay. I don't want to hit the wall.
All right. Well, so, then that might count a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
it still sounds to me like if you've got them reclined, they're still against the wall.
After a hard day's work, Celeste dropped down a recliner. Whoom, sectional, pull that back. Oops, we got a drywall.
Alternatively, is there room when your feet are up in the recliner for someone to walk through?
No.
Okay, so that's maybe 50-50. Another sign of wealth.
Okay.
Is your microwave not being above your range?
No, mine is.
Oh, well, of course ours is. Yeah. Mine is too. But the new, like, my sister has a microwave drawer. Where it's like built in. Yeah, it's built in, you know, and you just set your stuff in there. Like, it's all hidden in the everything. And then you have something else above your stove. I'm like, well.
Oh, because like.
A hood.
A hood.
Some very fancy looking hood.
The ventilation. The air quality is so much higher because all of the cooking air can go up into the range instead of into the microwave.
And you have such a big. You don't need the cupboard space above there. Like mine, I can't lose those two cupboards that the microwave is mounted to, right? Like, where am I going to keep my cooking spray and my vegetable oil and all that stuff, right? But that's not supposed to be a concern when you're wealthy.
Okay, I could see that being more a sign of wealth because you have the hood, which means you have more compartments, a bigger kitchen left and right. You don't need that microwave over.
I don't need anything.
All right.
Because I have so much.
Okay, so now that we know all that, how do we get the wealth to get those things?
Well, no, I didn't say it brings you wealth. I said it's just going to make your house look like you got money. I'm just saying,
fake it till you make it? Is that where you're going?
You want to appear wealthy. That's what you do. That's all I'm here to do.
Now we know. Okay. Are there other signs when you walk into someone's house and you're like, man, they must be doing well.
Man, you got money.
Uh-huh.
Wish my house did this or that or looked
exactly.
Like this.
Let us know what you notice. The minute you walk in, you're like, they're doing well. TJ was explaining how you set up your couch. People might think you're wealthier, especially if it's off the wall. You got a gap to walk back there. You got so much space. You're doing really well.
Right.
How about as a kid or even as an adult now, you walk into a friend's, family member's, or coworker's house, and you're like, wow, they must be doing good. Just the way the house is set up.
Well, it's so funny. When I was a kid, my friends would all freak out because we had a snack cupboard They still talk about it to this day. They're like, oh my God. And do you remember when we go to Hope's house and she had a cupboard dedicated to snacks?
A whole cupboard. Just snacks.
That is epic. So mom set it up like that. You know, the kids are coming. They're going to be taken care of. The snack cupboard.
Well, she worked from home for a long time. She had an in-home daycare. Mm-hmm. So there was just an abundance of grab and go food. She was busy. Like, she was working from home. Like, she was like, I can't help you. Go figure it out. Yeah. Go get something.
To a kid's mind, it was just like, oh man, I don't have that at home. But she does. I remember when I was, I think it was middle school, my first sleepover, and a friend of mine had an attached bathroom,
an ensuite.
And I was like, holy moly, like, this is living. Look it. She's got her perfume in here. Like, it's just her bathroom, please. And it was just, it blew my mind. I was like, you are the luckiest girl on the entire planet. You don't need to ever leave this house because you've got it all right here.
We have a realtor on the Donut Slide text line saying, oh yes, there's tricks to make your house illusionally look like you're wealthy or well off.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
helps sell your house faster. Please tell us some more secrets on the Donut Slide text line. My text line, many are saying, yes, we live paycheck to paycheck, but when we walk into someone else's house, we start borrowing ideas. Now, for Hope, it was the snack cupboard. Your friends, 20 plus years, still remember your snack cupboard. So snack cupboard gets people's attention. Like, oh, they must be doing better than I thought.
Texter saying, if you have two family rooms, like a family room and then a living room, when they were kids, they thought, oh man, these guys are doing well. They got a room they don't even need to sit in.
Right. That always.
There's not even a TV in there.
To me,
it's just a room.
It wasn't that I thought people were doing better or wealthy. I was like, well, what do you do in this room? Ah, it's the sitting room. Well, what do you do? You just sit?
Well,
I don't
actually,
get it.
But the kid wasn't allowed to sit. Like, you stay out of that room.
Move fast.
No, you're not even allowed to walk on the carpet.
Exactly. Happy Husky Bo. You're dropping crumbs. Get out of this room.
No, no, no. Yeah.
What goes on in this room?
You go around. You do not go through this room. This is the good living room.
This texter said, finished basement with bar and pool table. Families that had ingrown pools with a pool house and people who had house cleaners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. House cleaners.
Things I dream about.
Yeah.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.